Hey kids, grab your axes and hatchets. It's time for a good old-fashioned fruit tree cutting.
How many kids do you know have axes and hatchets?
This is Canmore. They learn their survival skills early.
Maybe mountain biking first.
Okay,
or
sorry.
Something.
The family hatchet.
The family hatchet. Okay,
it's
that's better.
It's a shared sharp instrument.
Yeah.
But that's sort of what happened, I guess, this week with regards to a fruit tree that was a wildlife attractant. Now, just to clarify, this is not the same fruit tree that was responsible for the relocation of the mother and the two cubs. This is a different black bear incident, isn't it?
Yes, and we've actually seen quite a few. A dozen black bears have been tranquilized and removed from the Bow Valley.
Jeez.
After getting into food sources. Most of these incidents do involve fruit trees because it's that time of year. These bears are in a stage where they're trying to build up the calories they have for winter. They want to go hibernate and they need all the calories they can get. So they're very food focused, very high potential for human conflict. And once they find a food source like an apple tree, they will return, which is why we've seen Fish and Wildlife have to respond by tranquilizing them, removing them, and then relocating them. This is a time for everyone in the valley to be vigilant. I have said it before on the radio that I think we should just legislate this, ban it, cut them all down, and not have to worry about it ever again.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the story. So this fruit tree was in the Benchlands area, I understand.
Wapiti Close.
Okay.
What I love about this story is that it's easy for us to sit here and talk about it, but the people in this neighborhood actually did something about it. The people whose home it was are renters, so they got permission from the homeowner. All the children in the neighborhood helped out.
Yeah, you've got a great picture in the Outlook of, you know, all these kids carrying apples around.
Yeah, they got their shirts full. I remember doing that. They cleared as much of the fruit as they can, and then they removed the tree. It might not be easy for anyone to say, okay, I have a fruit tree, let's get rid of it. Mm-hmm. What if, say, you're a senior and you don't have the means to cut down the tree, or you don't have the means to remove all the fruit? I was thinking we need to challenge our community, not just to say to council, ban them, but how about as a community, we have the ability to help the people who need assistance with this issue, either by collecting the fruit with them in the fall, or if they want to remove the tree, helping them take it down and get rid of it.
So what your suggestion is to have roving bands of vigilante residents with axes chopping down trees? Is that, that's what I get out of this conversation.
Well, I've actually considered putting on a balaclava and going around with a chainsaw at night and taking down some trees. Say, hey, Grizzly Paw Brewery on Main Street, you got 5 crabapple trees and I'm just waiting for a bear. My office is a block away.
Yeah.
It's going to happen because they want their food and it's not a good berry year. So
sure.
Yes, I would be a vigilante tree cutter downer.
There might be another way. Tyler from Wild Smart, when we were talking about the incident with the mother bear and her two cubs, he suggested that something that got going on in the Crow's Nest Pass area, and something that they're working on trying to implement here would be a fruit gleaning program. So not necessarily cutting down the tree itself, but, you know, a group of volunteers who would go around collecting fruit off people's trees. So when they're ripe, they just be collected and, I guess, eaten.
Well, there's so many things that we can do with them, especially as a community, especially when you look at the food initiatives that are growing. We have Food and Friends Night at St. Michael's on Monday. They're always accepting food. I'm sure that we can get, like, maybe some jam or canning parties going on.
The Bow Valley Jam Off, Bow Valley Jelly Off.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like an awesome party. Leave your hatchet at the door.